This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Another hour of the DJV program. Doug, Jen, Victoria on the air. Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen is with us in the studio in Washington as we put all of these noises together and concoct a radio program and a podcast at DJVshow.com. There's a reason, you know, one of my favorite expressions in the last year since I heard it from Joel Osteen, who was not the originator. I don't know who the person was who said there's a reason the windshield is so big and the rearview mirror is so small. And I think that that's more or less the reasoning behind what we talk about here on the program. If we're always talking about what happened in the past, you don't learn anything. Well, in the moment, hopefully when it did happen, or when you experienced it, whatever the thought or the action was, you learned something from it. But I think it's important for us to keep our orientation moving forward. So I say that acknowledging that a lot of people do get stuck in the past, and it doesn't do you any good because you can't do anything about it. Just now, let's move on. Saying hello to Joanna Bolivino, Josh Lowe, Chris Schmidt, Pete Kerriman, all listeners to the DJV program. Jennifer Horn is here with the latest on Michael Avenatti, who's still running for president. Oh, wait a minute.
I think his campaign has been suspended, but we'll see. Maybe Kara had a very funny line. Maybe in 2060 we'll hear from Michael Avenatti.
Yeah, Avenatti 2060.
Michael Avenatti was found guilty this past
week.
Let's
talk about who, for people who might not remember who Avenatti was. Lawyer to the stars, amongst others.
He shot to fame or notoriety, I guess, when he was representing Stormy Daniels, who is the adult film star who accused President Trump of having an affair and then issuing payoff money. Michael Cohen, also remember the lawyer for President Trump, went down for giving money to Stormy Daniels that was his own, but refunded. It was a mess, basically. Mm-hmm. And Michael Avenatti has been a very outspoken critic of President Trump, that's for sure. And he's now been found guilty of three charges of extortion, basically, after he attempted to extort. And this is just so weird. I thought he'd be a little smarter than this. He tried to extort $25 million from Nike, and he did it on the phone after he told them what he was going to do, and they recorded his phone call and basically caught him. They called the DOJ. The DOJ was listening in. He threatened to publicize claims that it made improper payments to athletes, which Nike, by the way, never denied. He could have had him. That's the thing, is that Michael Avenatti could have been 100% right, but because he went about it in this way, he's the one that's in trouble. He has been in prison since he violated his bail conditions last month. He was convicted of attempted extortion, honest services fraud, and the related use of interstate communications. This sentence could be up to 40 years in prison, and his sentencing is June 17th. Now, he'll probably receive, likely, much less than that, but that is the maximum sentence.
Well, this is only one-third of the way through the various trials, because he got other charges against him in a couple of other cases. This guy is a sleaze bag.
Spending people's money. People would give him money.
Well, stealing money. He stole Stormy Daniels' money and some other clients as well.
Yeah, he kind of did a Bernie Madoff scheme, sort of. In a small way, he would take money from a new client and he would use it to fulfill the obligations of the last client. And he would use that money and he would keep using that money. And so people would wait for their win, right? He'd finally get a client a win and they would never see their money. And then all of a sudden he'd have a new airplane or a new boat or something like that. So
I'm betting he has a shark skin suit in his closet, too. What do you
Maybe.
He does have a lot of shiny suits.
Yes, he does. He's set to stand trial again in April on the 21st to face financial crime charges, including misappropriating money that was intended for Stormy Daniels. Then he'll be in Los Angeles court in May on May 19th for a trial to face charges that he defrauded clients of millions of dollars by diverting money they were to be paid to accounts that he actually controlled and then saying that their settlement was held up.
So how is justice served if he doesn't get sentenced until June? Why isn't he sentenced? What do they have today? You know, we're in February, for heaven's sake. So what, we've got to wait 4 months? What is there to be done
in
4 months?
It's a court backlog. I agree with you.
Guilty. Okay, I sentence you to 20 years in the slammer. Next case. What's the big deal?
There's always that gap, and I don't know. I can't explain to you why, but it's pretty common that there's a gap.
Yeah, right. All right, no swift justice there under the circumstances. All right, so Attorney General Barr has been a lightning rod for a lot of comments over the last week or so. And now it looks like Justice Department people, either who work there now or who did, whether they were Democrats or Republicans, it doesn't seem to make any difference. Barr, they say, should resign. Is he going to?
Well, we don't know what their political slant is. We just know that there were, over the weekend, 1,100 or so former Justice Department.
Some of them are Republicans and some of them are Democrats.
Yes, and that's what I'm saying. We don't know exactly what the makeup is, but we know that they worked under different administrations, both Democrat and Republican. But there are 1,100 former employees, so they're not currently there, that are working saying that he should resign. I don't know what that is for other than political momentum. They're saying that he should resign because of one of the things last week is something that we spoke about here on the program, is that Roger Stone, also sentenced months after his conviction, Roger Stone was supposed to be, or it was recommended, federal prosecutors recommended a 7 to 9 year sentence for Roger Stone. And Roger Stone was convicted of doing exactly some of the things that are serving us in Congress have been convicted of or accused of, and they're walking around freely. So it seemed a bit over the top, and President Trump said, tweeted about it. Well, at the same time, the Attorney General had already started looking into that, saying, wait a second, this seems like we're making an example of him. And so people were saying that he was responding to Trump's tweets. And he did this whole big story on ABC News on Friday, I think it was last Friday that it aired, where he said, I had already started this investigation and the president tweeting is actually making it impossible for me to do my job in the right way because it looks like he's trying to influence me when I'm already doing this stuff on my own. So whether or not he'll step down, we don't know.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't have a feel for him. Looking at him, I don't have a feel for him or Pompeo. I don't get anything when I look at either one of them. Right. You know, I don't get any energy. I don't get any vibes. I don't get much of anything out of the two of them. Maybe that's good because they should not be, their personalities shouldn't be bigger than the job. And that's what happens so often here. These people that get into these positions, they use them for their own purposes, much anything else. And the job is secondary to them and their import. So, I think it's part of the problem with our justice system, with the whole system itself needs to be, we need to reflect on it and change some of the things it seems to me that are part and parcel of how the country seems to have this frailty here and there. Do you know what I mean? There's people who trust this and they don't trust that about the government. And I think the legal system is one thing that people, whether it's national, regional, local, they just don't trust the legal system. So we'll see how that all shakes out. Meanwhile, I thought it was interesting, all of the candidates, Bernie and Joe and Amy and Elizabeth Warren and Pete, all universally going after Mike Bloomberg. They call him Money Mike.
Well, it's not a surprise, especially with Bernie and with Elizabeth Warren.
Right.
They've not been big fans of billionaires for a long time. Did you see Bernie got interrupted by topless protesters in Nevada?
No, I didn't see what happened. Oh, my.
Give him another heart attack again.
Bernie and the topless bunch. What are the numbers?
You know, come on.
By the way, what do the numbers look like in Nevada at the moment? Anybody watching that?
It was Bernie and Biden. Let's take a look. Real clear politics. Yeah. See what's happening.
And when is North Carolina? Is this weekend? I'm sorry, this week?
No, Nevada is this weekend on the 22nd, and then South Carolina is the following Saturday, and then Super Tuesday. Now in Nevada, the Real Clear Politics average, this takes in the whole body of stuff. Sanders at 21, Biden at 18, Warren at 12, Steyer at 9, at 9.5, Buttigieg at 9, and Klobuchar at 7.
Any surprises there?
No. The only thing is that the unions are kind of coming out and speaking harder up against Sanders, but I think it's still his to win. Elizabeth
Why?
Warren needs to come in second.
What's the union? There's lesbians.
Well, typically unions.
With him.
Typically unions and Hispanics like Bernie Sanders, and that's what fills Nevada. So I would be surprised if they didn't. But now there is a group that's spending a lot of money running against Bernie, and I don't know who's paying them. I guess one of his other opponents probably, saying that if you vote for Bernie Sanders, you're going to lose your health care the way it is now. And that's true, but that messaging has started to resonate a bit. I don't know if it's going to be enough to knock him off out of first place. But
all right, 16 after the hour here on today's DJV program.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and I'm here to tell you about my brand new product for my pillow. Just like all of you out there, I had problems with bath towels. They just don't seem to dry you anymore. They feel soft and lotiony in the stores, but you get them home and they don't absorb. Well, I found out that around 2006, towels changed forever. They started importing them and adding softeners and other things to the cotton that made them feel good, but they didn't work. Well, I found the best towel company right here in the USA. They have proprietary technology so that I was able to create towels that feel soft but actually work. They're all made with USA cotton, and they come with my 60-day money-back guarantee.
And now you can go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, and get 30% off amazing new towels that they have at MyPillow.com. Yep, go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code DJV.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle, but now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Hey guys, it's Mock and Daisy from the Chicks on the Right. We are bringing Common Sense back in podcast form.
It's the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast.
Each week, we delve into the topics that get people riled up the most.
From parenting and our families to the dangers of political correctness, gun rights, and even sex robots.
Nothing is off limits.
We're just two moms, unfiltered, telling it like it is.
Find out more by going to our website, chicksontheright.com, or start listening to the Mock and Daisy Common Sense Cast on your favorite podcast app.
Don't forget to subscribe, download, and leave us a review.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it worked.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
You're listening to On Air with Doug, Jen, and Victoria.
All right, next up here, a couple of items that focus on our borders and our do we have security here. This thing sends me, I agree with the Trump administration, 150% on the officers coming into California and other of these sanctuary cities to chasm. This is Chicago, New York, Los Angeles. So the number of cities that are taking in these people are under question. So what do they actually do with them, though? I mean, okay, they come in and say, you can't do that. So do they arrest the ICE people, arrest people in the mayor of Los Angeles for letting L.A. be a sanctuary
city? They
should,
because they're harboring criminals, but they won't do that. I'm sure that's truly what should happen. But the thing that people don't understand about sanctuary cities is this is not like sanctuary where you're not going to be, you know, roused from your bed or gone after. The ICE members go in to go after people who have already committed crimes, who need to be sent back to their country of origin. And for these big cities, mine included, to try to stop that is just, it's ridiculous. I have a friend who lost her son, whose son was shot and killed by an illegal alien. And when he was let out of prison, all she wanted to know was that they were deported. And the state of California blocked every attempt that she made.
To find out where he was, really.
Yeah.
Yeah. That's outrageous. That's un-American, in fact, I think, from top to bottom. It's 21 after the hour here on the DJV program.
We
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Message and data rates may apply.
Help! Seriously, I'm too young for hair loss.
My hairline keeps creeping back. Receding?
I got this bald spot. It's thinning everywhere.
I'm gonna have to give up and shave it.
Dude. Put down the razor, because Bosley, America's number one hair restoration expert, is about to give you your real hair back permanently. Don't ignore the signs of hair loss. Bosley is giving away an absolutely free information kit that reveals all the signs and a free gift card to anyone who texts KIT 88 to 85850. Bosley will show you for free how great your hair could look. Using the latest technology, Bosley's solution to hair loss is permanent and protected by the Bosley Guarantee. Plus, since Bosley has new non-surgical options, you owe it to yourself to text now for an absolutely free information kit and a gift card for $250 off, no matter what level of hair loss you have. Text KIT 88 to 85850. KIT 88 to 85850.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. danpilla.com.
Watching the Ken Burns country documentary on the plane coming back. I'd seen most of it, but some pieces I hadn't seen, including the part where Olivia Newton-John won the country female singer of the year, I think, in 1971, and how upset the people in Nashville were about that, because she wasn't rooted in country, and people didn't think that she was a country singer, but she won the award anyway. So anyway, she's done a lot of great things in her career, both as a focus on the career and then the inspiration she's given to all who have to deal with breast cancer in one way or another. And now she shared the latest update on this diagnosis. She's 71, in case you didn't remember that. She made an appearance on a talk show in Australia, revealing that she's feeling fantastic. She said, "I'm feeling really well, doing really well. Thank you for your love and support. I really appreciate it." She was asked by the host of the program if her cancer was stage 4. She responded it was, adding that she doesn't believe she has stage 4 cancer anymore. Usually stage 4 cancer is a one-way trip out. So although some people can last with it, I've told the story about Tony, my former wife, who had stage 4 breast cancer for 21 years. So it finally got to her. And she said, Olivia Newton-John said some of the same stuff that other people who have done well, or at least, I mean, doing well is relative. If you survive and you can have any kind of quality of life with stage 4, any kind of cancer, it's pretty amazing. She said, "I believe your belief system is part of the healing. And my last MRI, which is an exam where they look inside things showed up shrinking, going away, staying the same. I'm living well, and I'm feeling great." So
that's good, because after this last round, when she made the announcement that it had returned, I think I think a lot of people thought, uh-oh, this is going to be the end. Is. But good for her. That's great.
Oh, well, Tony, she had one of her arms amputated. Lymph nodes were all worked up again, and then she just decided not to fight it anymore. But it's a really horrible disease. It gets into your bones, into your lungs, into your brain, lymph nodes. It's just horrible. So anyway, she's been fighting this since 1992. Think about that. What is that, 28 years? 1992 to now? Yeah. She was
so many
20,
people just have that 15. Cancer gene, and it just plagues their whole life. So sad.
Yep. All right, let's see what else we have here from the music sector here on the DJV program with Jennifer, Victoria, Kara, you, and me. There's an NSYNC movie in the works.
Thank God.
This is the big buzz on this, Jennifer. TriStar Pictures acquired an untitled feature film about NSYNC super fans. So Lance Bass is...
I didn't want to make the announcement, but yes, it's
I was going to say, this is about you, right?
Right. Uh-huh. It's described as a girl's trip. A girl's trip meets Pitch Perfect, film inspired by the true story of the two best friends from Park City, Utah, who used to game show earnings by, they bought a motorhome, used the money for that, and traveled to the U.S. to catch Justin Timberlake and Joey Fatone and Lance Bass and Chris Kirkpatrick. J.C., is it Shazaz? I don't know.
Shazay,
him too. When they were going around on their fourth and final national tour, Lance Bass has said that music will play a major role in the film, which could possibly be turned into a Broadway production. That would be surprising, what, with all these musical Broadway shows. Joey Fatone recently asked about the possibility of a group reunion. He said, quote, "It's not a no, but it's not a yes. Because the thing is, we may come up with an idea that may not work for all of us. We're now in our 40s. We have children now. The backstage
get over it. Look at New Kids on the Block. They're fine.
Yeah.
Boys, fine.
I think what he's saying but not saying is it depends if Justin wants to do it.
Yeah. Right.
Come on,
okay,
Justin.
Well, so
step off the balcony in New Orleans and get back on tour. It'll be good for you.
Okay, so there's the latest from NSYNC.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll-free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
More than 1,000 former Justice Department officials calling on Attorney General William Barr to resign for overruling the sentencing recommendation for Roger Stone, a longtime ally of President Trump. Stone, convicted of witness tampering and lying to Congress during its investigation into Russian meddling in the 2016 presidential election. Barr says he acted independently of President Trump, who has vocally rejected the investigation as a hoax. Democratic Senate Minority Leader Chuck Schumer says the Attorney General has compromised compromised his department's commitment to impartial justice.
Bill Barr has done Trump's bidding instead of protecting rule of law, which is what an attorney general is supposed to do.
Over 300 Americans finally off a cruise ship that's been under a coronavirus quarantine off Japan. One plane's already touched down in California, another's en route to Texas. This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739.
Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, and e-autopay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
The American Veterinary Medical Association Annual Convention in Washington, D.C., I spoke with Dr. John Howe, AVMA President, about One Health.
One Health is really a collaboration between physicians and veterinarians or public health officials. For example, in Minnesota, our state public health veterinarian deals with zoonotic diseases, rabies, for example. Animals are sentinels for humans, and humans are sentinels for some infections in animals.
There's more valuable information at avma.org.
You've been hearing Dr. Wallach talking about 90 essential nutrients, keeping the body healthy. GCNteam.com now has Beyond Tangy Tangerine tablets, 60 plant-derived minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, packed in a powerful tablet. But that's not it. 160,000 auric points, a knockout punch to free radicals. Call 877-878-4203 or go to GCNteam.com. That's 877-878-4203.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you, too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie-cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Saddle again. Hello, it's the DJV program. Doug Steffen, Jennifer Horn, Victoria Keelan, Kara Schillen. You can subscribe to our podcast on the Apple Podcast app if that would turn you on and excite you. Help yourself to all of that good stuff. Victoria spent the weekend in Atlantic City, and I want to get to the heart of that after we talk about, well, it was Valentine's Day weekend. So there are a lot of great stories floating around of people and the things that they did. It was probably a normal weekend for a lot of people who have been together for a while. Maybe they're new lovers and friends that had exciting weekends. But here's the story of a couple that's been... I saw this, and I'm glad you picked it up, Victoria, as something, because they've been... This couple married, what, 86 years or something? There's some wild number. How long?
80th. Yep. 80th. They actually just, yeah, this couple is actually they're from Texas, John and Charlotte Henderson. They are on record with the Guinness Book of World Records as the oldest living couple on Earth. And so they set a new record on Friday as they celebrated their 80th Valentine's Day together. They actually got together, this is kind of quirky, they got together the same year that Gone with the Wind hit theaters.
If you like, just if you like, put that in context. Now, John is, get this, he's 107 years old, and Charlotte is 105. They just celebrated their 80th wedding anniversary last November, and they have been sweethearts for 85 years, and they got married in 1939. And so, but they both say they were on the Today Show with Jenna Bush Hager, and they both said that it doesn't seem like it's been that long, and that time has flown by. And they met in a zoology class at the University of Texas in 1934 in the middle of the Great Depression, and John was a football player for the Longhorns, and he was seated right behind Charlotte in class, and they immediately took to each other, and that was pretty much it. Yeah. They've been together ever since, and they went out for their first date. They went for a Coca-Cola because it was still Prohibition. And then they were married 5 years later, the same year that World War II began. And then 80 years later, here they are. And she said, so John said that every year on Valentine's Day, he cooks a homemade meal for his Valentine. And he always has
a love note.
107, he's still doing it. And and a little love note every year with a handmade Valentine. And Charlotte said that John is still very romantic, which is pretty remarkable after 86 years together.
Yeah, very sweet. Nicely done. Cute. So you went to Atlantic City over the weekend, Victoria. Did you stay at the Hard Rock? Where'd you stay?
We went to the Borgata. So it was nice. I'd actually never been to Atlantic City, even though I'm from New Jersey, but,
really?
It was fun. We were only there for two nights. We checked out cause it started to get a little crazy. We checked out on Friday, and came home, but, it was nice. It was a lot of fun. My husband likes to gamble a little bit, but I don't really care about it. So I was telling Jen earlier, I was playing video poker and I had no idea what I was doing, and I was losing money, and then I hit all the buttons the wrong way, and then I won $40. So it's kind of all over the place. And then I lost the $40.
That's later, how it goes.
So. When it goes. When you're there, lose the money.
Yeah,
the Hard Rock Cafe there in Atlantic City has unveiled some new machines that are in the casino but are activated and played by gamblers over the Internet. Did you see any of that or have any conversation? It is, right. It's new.
I'm surprised it's legal, actually.
The new stuff. There's a lot of Internet gambling now.
Mm-hmm.
So, anyway, these are remote-controlled slot machines that, according to the people in Atlantic City anyway, are the natural outgrowth of live dealer table games. I don't know enough about this to sound like I have any knowledge or credibility.
Well, you just go onto the app and you can play slot machines. You have to wait in line because it's regulated, so there are only 12 machines. So you wait online, and then you can play. I think there's a time limit on it, too.
So
it's like playing any other game, like a video game, but it's just a slot machine, and you can actually win real money.
Could you see this extending to, for example, we always talk to Adam from betonline.ag. Could they offer something like this online at an online betting site as well? Is that something that
I should ask? Yeah, it's going to be really heavily regulated already with sports betting. You have to do it in particular ways. That was one of the things. Wasn't it Chris Christie that actually got behind the legalizing of online sports betting? Wasn't it him?
He was against it for a very long time.
Against
and then,
it, okay.
Yeah, he
and
was against switched. It. Yep. Or he just left office and then they passed it. Actually, I think that is what happened.
Governor
Murphy came in and then, and they passed it. It's already brought in $22 billion to the state in 1 year. It's amazing.
That's what all that stuff does. And let's see what they squander, how they waste
business,
that money.
Yeah.
Also, Victoria, there's a story out of Puerto Rico I wanted your input on.
Mm-hmm.
$2.6 million. They are out because somebody's running a phishing scheme, P-H-I-S-H, against them, the scam.
We talk about this all the time in the tech report. This is, you have to be so careful. Somebody in the Puerto Rican government in finance got an email saying that the banking account information had changed. They followed a link to what turned out to be malware and a website that basically phished $2.6 million. They transferred the money thinking that it was going into the right bank account, and it went to a bunch of scammers. So anyone can fall for this. You just have to be so careful because phishing scams are really up now in numbers because people are just, and the emails look so official. It looks like it came from your bank. So you have to really, really be careful.
In honor of Valentine's Day and timed accordingly, a bill to ban to make mandatory vasectomies in Alabama has been introduced. This is in response. Yeah.
Mandatory for whom? I mean, obviously men, but like what, right. of a certain age or?
At his own,
yeah, and why?
Yeah, I don't get it.
The bill is House 238, introduced by Representative Rolanda Hollis. She said, under existing law, there are no restrictions on the reproductive rights of men. She's upset about the abortion ban in Alabama.
And oh, so, I get, okay.
Yeah, see, she says that it's meant,
well,
this
it's
bill
actually
is
not really,
meant
I mean,
to neutralize the abortion bill ban.
Yeah, obviously it's making a point. If abortion affected men and men's bodies were no longer under their own control, it wouldn't even be an issue. It would be resolved right away. Nope, no one's going to tell us what to do with our own bodies. And so she's raising an excellent point that women have made for a lot of years. Women have said the same thing. Well, if we had mandatory vasectomies for men, this wouldn't be an issue.
Well,
it's just, I don't know, I hate to, you know, spoil our Cheerios this early in the morning, but I mean, for me, it's not necessarily about, you know, whose fault it is. It's about once you're in that situation, everybody needs to step up. Do men need to step up? Yes. But is it still okay? I mean, it just depends on when you think life exists. And I believe it's when there's a heartbeat. And so it's still a hard argument for me to say that somehow it makes abortion okay if we start off, you know, if we make the point that men would do the same thing if they had the opportunity. I don't know. That one doesn't fly for me. I mean,
what, having the vasectomy?
Look, because I think the argument is, well, if men had, if it were men that were being pregnant, right, biologically the ones who were carrying a baby, that abortion would be legal and it would be fine. I think the argument goes beyond that for me, because I feel like when there's a heartbeat, there's life. And so whether it's in a man's gut or a woman's uterus, that it's still an issue of whether or not you're going to end a life or not.
I think there are plenty of normal people who would still have an issue with it. I think that the point that she's making is that men are the ones who are in power who are making those mm-hmm. decisions.
Yeah, no, I get that.
And that
point.
If it impacted them, that they wouldn't
right.
care about that point anymore. They would just mm-hmm. want to do what...
Right. No, I yeah. totally get what she's doing. I just don't know that it would make that much of a difference in changing my mind on it, basically.
Well, but it ought not to be tit for tat, pardon the expression, but I think that there are circumstances in which men should be, however you do it, the population needs to be curtailed, needs to be curbed, and in some circumstances where people are irresponsible, but then you get into legislating personal, you know, reality, personal freedoms, and just come on, educate yourself as to what it is that goes on. There are so many people who are trying to have babies that can't under the circumstances, and there's another sort of side story there. And speaking of that, this is a wonderful story about a lady named Karen Moore and her husband Dustin. They have tried for the past 9 years since they got married to have children, and they couldn't. So they adopted a daughter. They went this past weekend from California to Denver to pick up this bundle of joy. And so they got on the plane to come back yesterday from California on a Southwest flight, and something unexpected happened at 35,000 feet. Ms. Moore says that they were fretting over paperwork and traveling with a baby and all of the things that they were worried about, and their experience was quite traumatic. So anyway, they were flying from Denver to Long Beach. They got... they were kind of sitting in the back of the plane with a little baby. A couple of flight attendants knew what the story was. And then they went on, you know, how on Southwest flights, a lot of times the flight attendants are pretty chipper and they're always talking to the passengers about this, that, and the other thing. So two of the flight attendants got on the squawk box and started talking about these folks with their new baby. And there was as a result of that, there was a wonderful sort of chiming in, if you will, with all the people that were on the plane. They had 10-minute celebration, and they introduced the daughter and the applause from the people on the plane, and they got little treats for them. It's just kind of sweet. You look at all those sorts of stories, and it's just, I just like these sorts of things. And the couple who are obviously, you know, late 30s, early 40s maybe. The mother, somehow or other, if I'm reading this correctly, has been able, even though it wasn't her baby, to breastfeed the baby. I don't know how that works, but anyway, there's some pretty, the flight attendants made a big card, Colorado to California on the wings of love, and the baby was born November 9th. Anyway, nice. Those kinds of things need to be lauded, I think. Don't you? Those threads, those stories like that.
Yeah, good stories.
It's just kind of cute, yeah. All right, so that's that. In a matter of moments, what's going on with foreign donations coming into American schools? That's up next. Don't forget our podcasts. We have lots of different podcasts, or I do, because of the different programs that I do, including the American Family Farmer. We're one of the more recently posted American Family Farmer episodes focuses on how to get milk from a banana. Get into that one way or another. But there are all kinds of things aimed at helping connect the food, the families, and the farm. That's what the American Family Farmer is all about. So for great ideas on farming and things that are going on in your food supply, check it out every week, AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com.
With your Mayo Clinic Radio Health Minute, I'm Joel Street. Imagine, you're having surgery. You're supposed to be asleep. Instead, you have a sense of what's going on, maybe even feel pain. It's a patient's worst nightmare and an anesthesiologist's.
We want three things. We want the patient not to move. You want them not to hurt, so you want the analgesia, and that's what that is. And then you want them amnestic, meaning they don't remember.
While awareness under anesthesia is rare, Dr. Tim Curry says research is being conducted into why it happens and how to prevent it.
Is there a way to use a monitor, these brain function monitors that are now on the market? Do those monitors allow you to predict who's going to be able to remember or not remember? Or are there other signs that would allow you to do that?
Dr. Curry says that another area of research is looking into how to make drugs that are more effective with fewer side effects. Now, if you're going to be having general anesthesia, Dr. Curry says to take the time to talk with the anesthesiologist or other anesthesia provider beforehand. For Mayo Clinic Radio, I'm Joel Street.
As you know, a smile is worth a thousand words, so if you want to make a lasting impression with your best smile, perhaps you'll want to make sure your teeth look better than ever. In just 5 minutes, you can be on your way to a brighter, whiter smile thanks to Power Swabs. Power Swabs, the most advanced teeth whitening system. This is an amazing system, all natural. You just have to swab your teeth, and then you go. The ingredients in Power Swabs remove deep stains from your teeth, and they also help to rehydrate your enamel. So if you've got sensitive teeth, call 800-208-1797. Power Swabs, in just the first use, you'll increase the whiteness quotient on your teeth by twice. Call 800-208-1797. Start using Power Swabs today. 800-208-1797. The best deal is using the DJB code. You'll save 40%, $10, and then you get free shipping. Get the best smile, 800-208-1797.
Do you think you can lose fat cells without dieting? Science says the answer is yes. It's not about a fast process, but when you give your body back what it needs, you can lose weight without having to diet. Calitrin is specially formulated to do exactly that and proven for healthy and safe weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
Hi, this is Lynn. I've been on Calitrin. So far I've lost 35¾ inches, and I've lost 45 pounds.
My name is Judy. I live in Newburgh, Indiana. I've lost 21 pounds. Pounds on Calitrin. I really like it.
I had exercised and nothing made a difference. So I got the Calitrin and I tried it and was amazed at how well Calitrin really worked. And it also took my hot flashes away. So it's been wonderful. I am happy.
Give your body back what it needs with Calitrin. Check it out online at TopLoss.com or call 833-TOPLOSS for Calitrin's big sale. Again, that's 833-TOPLOSS or TopLoss.com.
Hello?
congratulations.
For what?
For losing all that weight. How'd you do it so fast?
ASAP.
ASAP what? What's that mean?
Are you ready to get as skinny as possible, as soon as possible, as simple as possible, and as sexy as possible?
I'm listening.
Then get with the ASAP program. It's real and it works. No smooth talk, no slick advertising, and no exaggerated claims of success.
I've got to know more.
Welcome to ASAP, as slim as possible. Whether you have 10, 20, or 50 pounds to lose, ASAP is your weight loss answer. ASAP targets the abnormal fat reserves and makes them available to be burned as fuel and contains no caffeine or hormones. Order ASAP at wholesale prices or join the team to share the business with others. Go to GCNteam.com or call 855-GCN-MALL. That's 855-426-6255. GCNteam.com or 855-426-6255. Lose weight and look great with ASAP, as slim as possible.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
After the hour now here on the DJV program with our focus now on how to improve your home. Yeah, we have lots of, this is a program that has been referred to over the years, and a lot of people call morning show some of the old generalists who did information-based morning programs. It's a full-service program, and in light of that, we have people who are here. Nobody as good as Tom. I hope nobody else is listening as I tell it. Tom Kreidler is the host of the Money Pit Home Improvement Radio Program, has a fantabulous website, moneypit.com, all kinds of services that help the listeners, help people who pay attention, help people who have questions. For example, our listener Elizabeth has sent a story in here. She says, we built our three-bedroom cape as a young family, but now the children are grown, I don't need a tub. We only have one full bath, so I'm wondering if replacing the tub with a shower would impact the home value. I guess that's a good question for you, Tommy, I would say, right up your alley.
I think it is a good question, and I think the answer is probably yes. If you want to, if you have a bathroom that already has a tub in it, and let's say you have a second one that you can replace one of the tubs with a shower, then I think you're okay. But I think not having any tub could have an effect. I mean, especially if it's an area where young families are moving in, you need a tub for the kids. I think we use a tub more for bathing children than we do for bathing ourselves.
I like taking a bath, though. I like a hot bath on.
You may, Doug, but I just get the feeling that I don't think that a lot of people, I think if you look at the average home buying family, that they're going to like to have at least one tub in the house, even if they don't like that much. So that's why I think it might, in this particular case. The one thing that you could do, Elizabeth, is to seek out a local real estate agent who sells homes in those communities and see what buyers are asking for. You're not going to be the first one that's faced with this challenge, but my gut tells me that you probably will somewhat limit your opportunities to sell. Now, I'm not saying you won't be able to sell the house or you won't be able to get full price for it, but I think it limits the number of families that may be interested in it.
Really? All right, so there's that bit of advice. Lots of different ways, by the way, to get advice. Go to moneypit.com. You can subscribe to their podcasts as well. So between the website, the podcast, and the program itself, which is available on iTunes and Spotify and you name it, it's the same place you can get our podcast. You have the ability to connect with Tom and Leslie Segretti. 888-MONEY-PIT is the phone number. Call that anytime. Adam did. He said he just completed a huge renovation in his kitchen and his living room.
Yep.
The problem he has now, Tommy, is that he's left with the original baseboard radiators, which don't match the rest of the outlook. Got covers? I have covers on my radiators at the house in Massachusetts. It's pretty easy to find them, aren't they?
Well, it depends. He has baseboard radiators, though, and I'm... The fact that he says they don't match, I mean, they're still putting baseboard radiators in today, so I don't know, you know, what standard he's applying there. If you had steam radiators or hot water radiators, yeah, they do have a dated look to them, but the flip side of this is there's nothing better than hot water heat. So you should learn to love this. Now, there are covers available for... Learn to love it, yeah. Full-size radiators as well as baseboard radiators. There are wood covers available. The thing, though, is you need to make sure that they have that they're fully vented. I've seen a lot of covers, Doug, that you know are almost like cages, where I think they impact the convection. Remember, the radiator works by taking the cool air that falls to the floor, it hits the exterior wall, and then it starts to rush up against the radiator as it's heated and circulates. So if you're going to have a lot of obstruction on those covers, that's definitely going to limit the effectiveness of those radiators, which means they're going to run longer to satisfy the thermostat, whatever you set it at, and that's going to end up costing you more money. So they've got to be pretty open if that's the case.
Yep. All right. Jack in California has a house that's 105 years old. Nobody's living there right now in this house on his property. What would be the best way to put the house in storage mode? That's a very interesting. Put the house in mothballs.
Store the house. Yeah. Well, look, I don't think you can turn the heat off all the way, Jack, because if you do, you'll see you get a lot of expansion and contraction. You'll get wallpaper that'll peel off. You'll get moisture, and you can get mold growth. So I would leave the heat on no lower than about 60. You certainly would turn the water off. You would drain the pipes as much as possible. You could put antifreeze into the toilets where water is sitting, like in the traps. And you definitely should have some minimal amount of lighting on. It doesn't cost that much to operate, but you can't 100% shut down the house because I think bad things will happen.
Yeah, that's peeling. In wintertime when I go away and leave the heat down, the peeling. You remember, I think I asked you about that. I wondered where the peeling was coming from on the ceiling. And that's what it is, keeping it cool. All right, more expertise, Money Pit, a lot of solutions for home problems. 888 Money Pit, number of the call, leave the message, and they'll get back to you. Tom Kreidler is the co-host here on the D.
This is Fred.
Hi, I'm Fred.
Fred's a repeater.
I tend to repeat.
Fred has a business.
I do have a business.
And a problem. Fred repeats the same tired advertising over and over, and now it doesn't work.
Over and over.
But Fred is about to see a vision.
I'm seeing a vision.
Advertising on the Genesis Communications Network is the smart way for Fred to reach his potential customers with the most affordable national advertising rates, period. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just email advertise@gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.